And good evening, Chicago Bears fans, season ticket holders, and welcome to a September version of our Fan Forum. Joined here tonight with Kyle Long, the Bears Pro Bowl right guard. I'm Jeff Joniak, and you'll be with us for the next half hour or so. We appreciate you taking the time, and we encourage all of our season ticket holders out there to be interactive, contribute, ask a question to Kyle. He'll be more than happy to take your question, and we're going to do our best to get as many of you on as possible. There's also an opportunity to hit #75 to ask a question. By the way, is that Twitter, right? And then *3 on your telephone keypad to get in line with us. We have representatives from our ticket services team standing by right now to get you in line to ask Kyle a question directly. And again, you can tweet us your question at ShyBearsSTH and use the hashtag #StHFanForum. And without further ado, let's welcome in Kyle Long, his first conference call in the National Football League. Are you excited?
Yeah,
talk to Bears fans?
This is a different experience for me. I enjoy the face-to-face, but I guess it'll be good to hear some Bears fans' voices.
Right. You'll be talking to them on the phone in the comforts of their own home right now. Crazy week. Lots of stuff going on. You were at an event last night for Moms, Safety Clinic, another NFL initiative, and your mom is heavily involved in that as well. So you had a chance to meet some Bears moms and learned a lot about safety and youth football. That's one aspect of Back to Football Week. And then you've got the Super Bears 5K Shuffle at Soldier Field, which you will not be participating in. Our good friend Tom Thayer will be emceeing that event at Soldier Field. And then we've got a concert at the House of Blues with special musical guest Magic. Mm. So lots of stuff going on, but the game is what everybody wants to know about. So
how are preparations going?
Well,
it's Wednesday now. We've been through 2 days of practice in preparation for the Bills. There's a lot of stuff going on here at Hallis Hall. It's an exciting week. Big things on the horizon for the 2014 Bears.
Well, and everyone likes to look at what happened last year, but more than once today I heard a defensive player, an offensive player, you, Coach Trestman, say, hey, that's history. It's all about it. It's a new team. It's a very new team. There's a lot of new faces around. A lot of prognostication going on out there because of what happened last season, the good and not so good on either side of the ball. But really, none of that matters at this point. It's what you guys have put together now. What is your perspective on what has been put together from your inside viewpoint from the locker room looking out?
Well, as you said, it is a new team this year. But one thing you want to keep in mind is, you know, we've kept 11 guys intact on the offense, kept a lot of guys on the defense as well. We've filled in with some really key veteran players this offseason defensively. I think we got a great addition in O'Donnell at punter. He can kick the heck out of the ball, give us a good field position. We got a lot of good things going on right now.
Offensive line intact, too. You guys almost got through the entire season. Jordan Mills suffered an injury in pregame warm-up against the Packers. Otherwise, one of the few teams to have everybody take a snap on the offensive side of the ball for a very, very good offense, a record-breaking offense in Bears history. And as I told you today earlier, the lowest sack percentage in Bears history since 1982 when they started keeping sacks as a statistic. So that's something to be proud of moving forward,
yeah,
building on that.
Kind of mind-blowing to think about, in 1 year with under Coach Cromer and Trestman in this new offensive regime, and the certain theories that we have offensively, that we've had so much success. And it's just, it's clearly all about the things that we have installed in our offense. The three-step drops, we're not dropping back forever in the pocket. You know, Jay's not getting hit as much. We're able to run the ball when we need to, but we like to throw the ball. There's no secret there.
And they did it very well a season ago, and that running game that everybody in Bears – I've been around Bears games for, and season ticket holders can appreciate this. This was a town that ran the football, and Matt Forte, to me, still underrated.
Oh, yeah, he does everything.
His versatility.
Yeah, Matt can do everything. He's one of the best pure athletes you'll see in the NFL. He's been doing it for so long, and he's been so consistent. He flies under the radar because he's not a big personality in the regard of social media and the media. Matt does a great job. He's a true pro on and off the field.
All right, again, fans, at any point throughout the call this evening, you can hit *3 on your telephone keypad. It'll put you in line to ask a live question during the call at some point, and our representatives will then send you right back into the call so you don't miss the action. Be listening for me to call your name and city, and at that point, you'll be live on the phone with Kyle Long. It's pretty simple. And we'll get started with John in Downers Grove. Ready to take your first question? What's going on, John?
How are you guys doing tonight?
What's up, John?
How you doing, buddy? Hey, Kyle, I want to keep it light and simple. You know, I probably got a lot of stuff on your mind. How are you liking it here in Chicago? You grew up where? On the West Coast and stuff?
I grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia on the East Coast, so it's a big change for me. I've never been next to such a huge lake, that's for sure. I love Chicago so far. The people are incredible. Obviously, the best fans of football are here in Chicago, and I'm blessed to be here.
And, you know, you're also blessed to be here because of the team it is, just the charter franchise of the NFL. One of the first things that impressed me about Lamar Houston coming in was his appreciation for the building, like what was on the walls and what actually has gone on here. You know, for you, it's a unique circumstance too, because football has been a part of your family since the time you were born. So you appreciate the little things about the NFL and the big things as well.
Yeah, I mean, from day one coming in here when I got drafted, the first day I got here with my parents, I remember my dad and I were just walking around the hallways, and he was pointing out guys he played against and all the great players, and it was a really cool experience.
All right, we continue on with Kyle Long and your questions. Let's go to Indiana, across the border, say hi to Jim. Jim, good evening.
Jim in Indiana, how you doing, man?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day, man. Can't complain.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I was just wondering, I mean, last year was your rookie year, and, you know, it was all new, really, for you. You played six games, from what I understand, in college as a starter. How you and the line really gelled, and I wonder how you think this year is going to be.
Well, it's a good question, Jim. You know, obviously, we got a lot of love for one another in the O-line room, and we look after one another on the field. I think going into our second year being together, it's really important that we continue to, you know, expand our knowledge of the game and be able to bring all our preparation to the field. We have a really good group, and we're excited about the year.
What did you personally do in the off season to get ready?
This off season, I spent time on the West Coast, you know, working with my wrestling coach, doing some boxing stuff. Just trying to stay in shape and stay active. You know, it's a lot of downtime.
Wrestling coach. Is this somebody you've used over the years?
It's somebody that I use to kind of fine-tune. I've used him for the last 2 years, try to fine-tune my leverage. And, you know, it's really good when you get into the wrestling. It's carryover to football. It's a lot more than you think.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing an offensive lineman, when I look at their background, I look and find out if they were a wrestler.
Yeah.
And a good one. Were you?
I wasn't a wrestler in high school. I didn't really get turned on to the sport or the training until a few years ago, but I really enjoy it. It pushes your breaking point. You can be physical for a really long time. I feel like that's important in the football.
I feel that Charlottesville?
Yeah.
And the high school was what?
St. Anne's Belfield.
And your conference would be what?
Maybe, we played in, you know,
whatever it was,
prep league. Or
they're probably very grateful that wrestling programs out there that you didn't become a wrestler.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of cardio.
You're a massive that. Human being.
Yeah.
Right? Country strong, we say, right?
Okay.
you would have done some damage as a wrestler.
Yeah, I probably would have thrown up all over the mat, too. They make those guys run so much.
Right, they did. All right, Plainfield, Zach, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, you tell us.
What's up, bud?
All right, so I got a question for you, obviously. I'm 14, and you know, I'm just starting working out and playing baseball. How many reps did you do at the combine?
I didn't do any reps at the combine for bench press. I think bench press is very overrated, especially if you're a baseball player, Zach. You shouldn't be bench pressing because it's bad for your shoulders. Trying to look out for you.
Yeah, give him some other advice.
Okay, well, here's what you should do. If you're a pitcher, long toss. If you're a batter, you can never hit too many baseballs. Tiger Woods probably hits, you know, 10,000 golf balls a day. There's no harm in hitting more than that.
So you didn't do the bench because you didn't want to?
I didn't do the bench because I had never done it because I was a baseball guy.
Yeah, okay.
And I knew I wasn't going to do very well.
Right.
So, you know, I have this hubris, this excessive pride that prevents me from doing things in public I'm not good at.
Well, you can steal some of Stephen Pia's reps because he's
I feel it every day.
Or Roberto's. Yeah, you do. Do you feel how, because he claims he's added. He's the first time he's playing 300 plus, and he hasn't lost any speed. But he says
he's quicker and faster and stronger.
So you can definitely notice the difference.
Steven's a monster. He's not somebody you want to line up against in practice.
He's expecting to have a great season. It's a big year for Stephen Pye and the Bears. Hey, we're on the Bears Fan Forum call with Kyle Long, the Bears Pro Bowl right guard, looking forward to the season ahead and the Buffalo Bills Sunday at Soldier Field. Again, it's back to football week, so a lot of events going on. I mentioned a couple of them, and the one I failed to mention was if you're not going to go and actually run or walk the 5K, you certainly are encouraged to attend the kickoff pep rally to watch the Seahawks and that team from the north. Happens to wear green and gold.
Ugh.
That game will be this week live. You can enjoy games, music giveaways, and a chance to win some tickets, prizes, and get autographs from Bears alums. And to register for the 5K, just visit chicagobears.com. Registration is going to close at 8 o'clock tonight, so you don't have much time. For additional details about Back to Football Week events, including that Super Bears Shuffle 5K tomorrow and the Miller Lite kickoff concert on Friday, please visit chicagobears.com/events. Pleased you joined us tonight as we get ready for a great 2014. Let's go to Streamwood and bring in Mike. Mike, you're on with Kyle Long.
How's it going,
Mike? Hey, Kyle, how are you, man? Longtime Bears fan and season ticket holder for 11 years.
Good
to have you on the O-line. My question here is, in 1985, the Bears opened against the Bills, and they shut them out, the Bears did. They wound up winning the Super Bowl that year. Guess what I'm expecting this year? You guys shutting the Bills out and winning the Super Bowl.
Hey, I love it. I love where your head's at.
Yeah. Well,
it's been too long.
It's not going to be an easy team, though.
No, they've got a good defense, but we have a good offense, and I think offense beats defense, right?
You know, a good combination of offense, defense, and special teams usually tends to win the games, yes.
All right, thank you, Mike. Hey, tell us how Jordan Mills is. People are concerned because he hadn't
played. My man.
Yeah, that's your boy. You guys are tight, thick as thieves. What's going on with Jordan?
Jordan Mills was, dealing with his foot, but he's done a great job. He worked so hard in the training room, getting his body right. And he's a guy that'll be ready by Sunday. He's ready. He's ready now. He'll be ready on Sunday.
The weird thing about being a rookie last year or a veteran free agent who's moving for the first time, you walk into a strange locker room, you don't know how the chemistry is going to be. You don't know who you're going to hit it off with. It's great that you're right tackle and you hit it off right away.
Yeah,
how important was that to you?
Well, we kind of latched onto one another, from the minute we got here, because like you said, we were kind of lost in the mix, being young guys in a man's locker room, fresh out of college. So Jordan has really benefited. It's a symbiotic relationship. We help one another out a lot.
All right, fans, if you're on the call, please hit *3 on your keypad. You can submit a question, and we've got people to help you out and get you in line. Also, if you want to tweet a question, we'll answer those as well, at ShyBearsSTH using the hashtag #StHFanForum. Our next caller is Al. Al from Chicago. What's going on, Big Al?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
What's up, Al?
Longtime fan. Just wanted to know, Kyle, how does it feel practicing against, those big defensive players there, Lamar Houston, Allen, Willie Young? What do you got to say about them?
I'll tell you what, you better have your mind right every day when you go out there to practice and you're going against Jeremiah Ratliff, Allen, Lamar Houston, Stephen Paya, all these guys, Willie Young. There's just so many good football players on that defense, and it's a tough task every day.
Tell you one thing, the personnel department and general manager Phil Emery pulled off a bit of a magic trick here, because defensive ends, in particular pass rushers, they don't grow on trees, good ones. He signed four of them in one off season. That's pretty difficult.
Yeah, he absolutely went out and stole some guys. He got a highway robbery there to get all these guys.
Yeah.
Just great football players.
Have you had much conversation with Jared Allen about football?
Yeah, Jared Allen. Well, we talk a little bit about football. I was talking to him today. I was having some trouble with my sets a couple days ago. And I asked him, we were in the locker room, I was like, you ever have those days where you just say, how the heck am I even playing? I'm doing terrible. Why don't they pull me out already? And he can kind of comfort you in the regard that he's been there and done that before. he's dealt with those kind of struggles, and he can help you pull you out.
Have you ever gone into a game because, you hadn't played a ton of football with any anxiety, or is it be the preparation takes the anxiety away? Certainly there's the normal, like, how am I going to – what do I got to do to beat the guy in front of me and help out the entire unit? But do you ever go into any games with any anxiety?
There's anxiety and nerves every time you're getting ready to play the game. I think that's the nature of the beast. Until you hit somebody or until somebody hits you, then those nerves are still, you know, going a little crazy.
That's Kyle Long, Bears Pro Bowl guard. Michael, West Palm Beach, Florida, check it in. How are things down in South Florida?
Yeah, it's beautiful. A little warm, but it's beautiful. Anyway, longtime Bear fan and longtime season tickler. My dad's been a season tickler since the 50s. So,
tell him congratulations on that, and we appreciate it.
Okay. Anyway, just curious, coming into the league, the 3-4, usually you, as a guard, you're looking out in space. 4-3, sometimes you'll have a tackle right on you. Which is tougher to prepare and play against for you coming into the league, the 3-4 or the 4-3?
That's a really good question, Michael. Thanks for calling in. The 4-3 defense is usually, the more standard of the two. The 3-4 offers multiple threats defensively with the ways that the linebackers can line up on the end of the line of scrimmage and who they're bringing into the box. So you're right. As a guard, you're uncovered in the 3-4, and it leaves you in – quite a predicament sometimes when you don't know who to get.
Tell us about Pat Meyer, your offensive line coach, and I know Aaron Cromer obviously stole his hand in that as well, but he's now offensive coordinator and a promotion well-deserved in this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to all the coaches in that O-line room, from Cromer down to Nuge, but Pat Meyer's, taking the reins here and done a great job with the offensive line. We all love him in that room. And we know what he brings to the table every day. That's consistency. He's tremendous from a preparation standpoint and getting us ready for, blitz pickups and the different things we'll see on Sundays.
What are they getting you ready for in terms of what you think the Bills are going to throw at you? I mean, that front was amazing last year.
Yeah, well, I mean, they led the league in sacks. Their interior defensive linemen led the league. They were the highest tandem in tackles.
17 and a half sacks for Kyle Williams and Marcel Darius.
Yes, both Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
Tremendous players. And then don't forget Mario Williams is out there.
So, Jordan.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on me.
It's funny.
I mean, it's only natural.
Well, he knows I got his inside.
Yes.
And that's for sure.
So, it'll be fun to watch. Kathy, you're next up with Kyle Long. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Kyle. I'm a long time, and Jeff, you'd know me. I won the car at the Bears.
All right. I remember
you
the
do
voice.
Know me.
Now I see the
yeah.
face in my mind.
How are you doing, Kathy?
Kyle, I'm great. My question to you is, are you? How did you make the decision to go from baseball to football?
I actually came to one of those crossroads in life where you have to flip a coin, and I landed on the side that was football.
And the rest is history, Kathy, and it's a good thing he did. Bears are better for it, that's for sure. Kyle Long had there's things about your game, about every player's game. I can't wait to see the next great elevation when Alshon Jeffrey goes in the deep corner of the end zone and squeezes that ball with the massive hands that he has that just envelop the ball and make a great catch. You know, Jay throwing a ball that only Jay can throw. Matt, that one cut in the open field to go. And then with you guys up front, you pulling. You're just such a big guy and great feet and so athletic. I mean, that's some good things to look forward to. But it, for an offensive lineman, when you guys are in sync, man, that's art. That is just beauty when everything's going well. So I look forward to seeing that stuff. And I know you and I talked about this a little bit too. That's one of the things you like doing, pulling out there and leading the way as a pulling guard.
Yeah, it's good to have your number called every once in a while. It's the only block that might get on the highlight reel when you're out in space. So we like to take advantage of that.
All right, here's a Twitter question, our first ever Twitter question on the fan forums. This is from Dan Wheeler. He wants to know, Kyle, what player on the Bears do you think will catch people off guard this year? Good question. Very good question.
Really good question. Oh, man, I got to think about this. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you one rookie,
Okay.
Kadeem Carey.
Nice. You have to explain why
I'm
now.
I'm a big fan of Kadeem Carey.
Why?
He's a crafty guy. I think, you know, he obviously his numbers speak for themselves in regards to his college career and the touchdowns he had and the yardage he had. And then obviously Steven on the defensive line is another guy. I don't know if you would say, well, catch people off guard because he's already a really good player, but I think he'll elevate his game into another level this year.
I think that's a fair question, though, because now with the names, you got the pillars up front and Jared Allen and Lamar Houston and Jeremiah Ratliff, who we haven't talked about. Those guys are going to get the on-paper attention now until further notice, until you actually start playing games. But Steven's a starter, man. People forget about that. And it's a big, big year. He brought it up in OTAs. He brought it up in training camp. This is a big year. There's no guarantee after this season for Steven Pye. He knows that. He's got to stay healthy. He's had some durability issues, but those are good choices right there. Absolutely. All right, we got a young man from Evanston right around the corner from us.
Nathan.
Nathan, good evening. You're on with Kyle Long.
Hi. How are you doing?
What's going on, Nathan? How are you?
Nothing. I just wanted to ask you, what are the differences between playing in the NFL and in college?
That's a good question. The biggest difference is the guys are a lot older in the NFL. So there's a bunch of old guys. And in college, there's no old people.
That's the biggest difference.
It's probably the biggest difference.
Yeah. And people probably don't
The thing that caught me off guard when I showed up.
Honestly, you got a bunch of guys your age are going to hang out and have fun.
I want to call up one of my buddies on the weekend.
Sure.
I'm here in the off season. Hey, let's hang out. You know, I got four kids at home.
Right.
And that's a shocker to me because, you know, I have a dog and that's my biggest responsibility.
It's not something that should be just swept under the carpet and think it's no big deal because, first of all, you just came from having the best experience of your life in college. Most people do. And then and this is work now. It's fun, but it's your job.
Oh, but it's fun.
It is fun. And you hang out here a lot. So who else do you hang out with? Jordan?
I hang out with Jordan. I hang out with Jay, the O-line, obviously. We are a tight-knit group. If we rode motorcycles, we'd be looked at as a biker gang, probably.
Yep. That would fit.
Yeah.
That would absolutely
Slauson
fit.
Slauson riding up front.
Slauson, absolutely.
Oh, that beard.
I walk by him in the locker room today, and he's always so he's always a very nice guy, but, man, he's menacing.
You just want to get out of his way. Yeah.
He's a monster of a man as well. But, yeah, you know, you guys are and you were a little older. So how about a guy, you know, Marquise Wilson came in the league 20 years of age.
Oh, it just kills me.
There's a huge gap.
It just kills me. We have a rookie.
Same draft class.
Al Lewis Jean.
Al Lewis Jean is 20 years old.
20 years old. It would kill. Oh, I would kill to be a 20-year-old rookie.
Yeah? Well, we'll take you. What are you, 26?
25.
25. We'll take you at 25 just fine. All right. We're on the Bears Fan Forum with Kyle Long again. *3 on your telephone keypad. If you have a question, you can tweet us at ShyBearsSTH using the hashtag #StHFanForum. We'll try to get in as many as we can. We had a lot of calls tonight. Very, very strong support tonight in the Fan Forum with Kyle Long. We got about 20 minutes or so left in the Fan Forum call, right? And we'll stop in Naperville. Cliff, what's up, buddy?
Cliff.
How you doing, Kyle?
Going on, man.
Hey, tell me, which is more difficult to do, pass blocking or run blocking?
It's a good question. I'd probably say pass blocking is more difficult than run blocking because of the fact that there are some freak athletes lining up on the defensive line nowadays in the NFL. And if you give them some space to move around in, it can get pretty sketchy sometimes.
But you have the unique ability because of your athleticism and your feet. You can recover quickly. So when you get graded, for example, in a tape session after a game or a practice, and you do get beat initially, but you recover, do you still get what do you get for that? You get great. I don't know how you guys get graded. It used to be just simple as a plus or a minus.
You would get you got the job done, and then you'd have a 20-minute
lecture
about how the heck you got the job done and why the heck you did what you did.
How many times last season did you not look forward to watching tape with your coaches and your team?
You always look forward to watching the tape because one thing I learned from my dad, the film is never as good or as bad as you think it is. So when you come back in on a Monday, you come back in on a Tuesday to watch the film after a loss, a terrible loss or a great win. Regardless of how I think I played, the film will tell me the truth, and that is, you know, gospel. You look at the film, and that is the truth.
Are you good at learning from the mistake the first time?
I'm working on it. You try to minimize the repeats, but there's always new things that come up in terms of technique.
Is there something that still you just it still ticks you off every day that you keep messing up something?
Give up all my secrets.
No, I know, but I mean, you don't have to tell me. But do you have one?
I think everybody does.
Yeah, something that just gets under your skin. All right, out to Vegas.
Vegas, viva
Las Vegas.
See,
we got Bears fans everywhere. All 50 and beyond. We got any international callers potentially? That would be cool. Julian, you're up.
Hey.
What's up, Julian?
I'm good. I just wanted to ask you, when you were younger, who inspired you to play football?
It's a really good question. I would say that my dad was my inspiration. He played back when I was younger. He played in the NFL, and he was somebody that I looked up to. And as I got older, I found other people. But my dad was the one who originally got me interested in football.
And that is impactful to this moment, because you guys do talk a lot about the game, not just how you're doing, but about the game and how to prepare for players and so forth.
Absolutely.
What's the first memory do you have of him playing football?
My first memory, I remember we were in Hawaii. I was really young, But I just remember being in Hawaii and seeing all these guys walking around and with fillets on, and you know, everybody's got their families with them. It's a good vibe. That was my first experience, was at the Pro Bowl.
He loved being a Raider, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He really did.
He's a great defensive lineman, Hall of Famer.
He was almost a Bear.
Really? I don't think I know that story. Tell it.
Well, I don't know the extent of the story, but you know, I think it was late 80s or early 90s. But there was some scenario in which he was to be a Bear. And it didn't end up happening, obviously.
Out of the draft or just because of contract issues or something else with the Raiders? Okay.
Something. I don't know what it was, but he could have been a Bear.
That would have been something. That would have been something, especially in that era. Had some good defensive lines here in Chicago. All right, Mike and Wheeling, you're up with Kyle Long. You're next. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's up, Mike? I'm good.
Kyle, your dad's a Hall of Famer, and I was wondering if he has given you any pointers to getting to that same point. Your first year was excellent, and I'm sure it's just going to be a great career. How do you get there?
I appreciate the question and the compliments. Dad's somebody that has given me a number of pointers in life, but you know, one thing he always says to me is, "How bad do you want it?" And that's something that can kind of reset your focus if you're having one of those days where you don't see the, you know, you're not looking at the top of the mountain when you're kind of wandering off. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be great? And what are you willing to do, and what are you willing to sacrifice in order to get there?
And you hear that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, did he say that even when you were younger?
No, it wasn't until I became serious about football being my profession that he really took that stance and position on it, vocalized that.
And just so everyone knows, too, you know, obviously, you know, Chris Long, the great defensive lineman for the St. Louis Rams, and then Howie Jr. is in the NFL, football operations with the Oakland Raiders. What's he actually doing with that title? What are his responsibilities?
He's in pro scouting. Okay. So I believe he's working. He watches a ton of film, gathers information on players. So, you know, I can use him as a resource if I need any extra scouting tips, I guess, because he watches a lot of film.
And he played the game, but he went to college for lacrosse, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
right?
He went to University of Virginia for lacrosse. He was a two-time All-State quarterback and two-time state champion in football.
And how much younger is he?
He's a year younger.
Okay,
he's
so you guys played together.
He's the reason I initially played football. Because
tell us.
When I found out he was going to quarterback from safety, they needed a quarterback, and he was like, "I want the ball." So I went to his school. I was at a public school. He was at a private school. I went to the private school, signed up to play left tackle, and that's how it started. And that's when Dad started really getting on me about working, and things changed.
Protective instincts. Michael Orr, right? They kicked in for your little brother.
Yeah.
And so you guys won two titles.
Two titles.
Did you only play left tackle?
No.
What else?
I played left tackle. I played right tackle, tight end, running back, quarterback. On defense, I played linebacker, defensive end. Sometimes I'd go out and cover on the slot.
Wow. So
I was a lot lighter then.
Yeah. How much did you play at in high school?
285.
285, and you're playing the slot?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was fun. It was.
Just out of curiosity, I know this is back your high school days, but what was your defensive scheme? I mean, did you guys play press? What were you doing with the slot receiver?
I would just try to get as close to him as I can and get my hands on him as quickly as I could.
Wow. So, when did you settle into the offensive line in high school? Did you play, like, for your senior season, did you only play?
Senior season is where I played everywhere.
You played everywhere.
Wow,
that's interesting.
But it was a lot. I switched to a single-digit number so I could do all that stuff, and it was fun. It was a really good experience. We ended up winning state championship.
Honestly, what of all those positions did you honestly feel you were the best at?
Man, I always wanted to see I've always wanted to play tight end. I grew up loving Heath Miller. He's at the University of Virginia. Now he's with the Steelers. Always loved him, watching him play. Big Money was his nickname. Great hands. Good guy. It's, you know, tight end's a cool position, too.
Interesting. Well, maybe there's something for you in the offense.
Yeah,
you better
Coach
start
politicking. I hope Coach Trestman's listening.
Yeah, politic a little bit. All right, *3 on your telephone keypad. Our remaining moments with Kyle Long, the Bears starting right guard, getting ready for the Bills on Sunday at Soldier Field. Hope to see you out there. Should be a great start to the season. Not a lot of home games in the early portion of the year. You guys are going to be hitting the road a lot, and hopefully you do enough damage that those home games at the end of the year become exactly what they are, an advantage.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's the thing. That's the beauty of playing in Chicago. And a lot of people talk about us, you know, needing an indoor stadium. And here's what I tell them. Look, it's an advantage. When the Dallas, you know, if Dallas Cowboys come here like they did last year, I don't know what month it was, I don't know what day it was, but I remember the temperature and I remember the wind. It's a big advantage to play in Chicago at the end of the season.
Yeah, Saints have experienced that Chicago weather too at the wrong time in the NFC Championship game back in 06. You know, I remember Michael Vick coming in here with the Atlanta Falcons. Boom, it was ugly, ugly day, and he didn't like it very much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely is a weapon. Belleville, our next stop for Jim. You're on with Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. This is Jim down here in Belleville, Illinois. Really close to your little brother over here playing over here in St. Louis, so I'm kind of rooting for the wrong long boy. The question I have for you, with your dad being who he is, which is one of these guys that I can picture going out drinking a beer with, what's Thanksgiving dinner like at your house? I mean, does your dad favor one over the other, or does he give you guys both the same advice? How does this all work out for you guys?
Thanksgiving at our house. Thanks for calling in, by the way, Jim, and thanks for joining us, although you're near Ram territory. I'd say Thanksgiving dinner, my parents' role at Thanksgiving dinner is the mediator, keeping us out of fights. You know, three boys in a house, especially around a lot of good home-cooked meals, there's a lot of fights over that kind of stuff. So my parents break that stuff up all the time.
I'm telling your mother, and I've met her 2 years in a row here, just a wonderful lady, but she must be a saint. I know we say that a lot about a lot of moms, but football has been her life by virtue of the fact she fell in love with Howie.
Yeah.
I mean, look what's happened.
Yeah, football's been good to our family. She's definitely been to a lot of games. Since the early 80s, she's been going to the NFL games.
And she comes to every Bears game, if possible, correct?
She goes to every Bears game.
Yeah,
period.
So that's the plan.
Period.
That's the plan.
She's
now, why,
a Bears
why,
fan.
Yeah, why?
Well, my older brothers, you know, she used to go to all my older brothers' games in St. Louis, home or away. But my brother's married now. So
okay.
She's coming out. She's going to hang out with me.
Fine.
She's going to find me a nice lady in Chicago.
I'm certain you don't have much trouble, big guy. Let's go to Golden Springs, New York. And we got a little guy, Miles, on the phone with Kyle Long. Miles, thanks for calling in.
Hi.
How did you become
you
a Bears fan out in New York?
Good.
What are you doing, Miles?
Nothing. Just helping my mom cook.
That's
good boy.
Good boy.
Yeah, nice job. What's your question?
So my question was, who is your mentor? What makes him a great mentor?
Ooh, my mentor was my older brother, Chris. And what made him a great mentor was his ability to simplify things for me because I need it in layman's terms all the time. Everybody's always trying to be, you know, in their teachings, everybody's trying to have this, you know, expansive mindset where they can overthink everything. But Chris did a good job of making it real simple for me growing up, and I think it helped out a lot.
You know, you said that more than once, even when you were talking about last season, when you say, you're thrown into it, you know what you have to do, but how to get there, maybe you didn't have that all down pat. But, hey, who am I supposed to hit?
Yeah.
And what's my job? So that allows you to just be you, an athlete, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, just the alignments, the assignments, and the adjustments. That's another Trestmanism. Three A's. You got to be on top of those.
I can't think of much more of a scarier moment, despite how good you are. This could be true for any player. Is breaking that huddle and going to the line of scrimmage with that guy wanting to kill you across from you and not knowing exactly what the alignment, assignment, and what was the other one?
Adjustment
would be. So, I mean, did that ever happen in a game?
Well, you usually know, as long as you know if it's a run or a pass, if there's a guy over top of you,
just go knock
90% of the time I'm going to hit him in some form or fashion.
That's good.
And I may have my buddy Jordan Mills with me, too.
Right. You know, I know this from watching tape. You two guys are not the type of guys on the offensive line, and you see them from time to time that on a snap, they never hit anybody.
Yeah.
That's not happening. You will find somebody to hit, right?
Yeah, because that film will be watched.
Yes. All right, out to Palatine. Aaron, good evening.
Hello, guys. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Hi, Aaron. I'm doing well.
Excellent. And Jeff, I was there on Monday night in the Peyton Center, and that was so fabulous. So I just had to say thank you for a great night.
Thank you for coming.
And Kyle, I love you on Twitter. I follow you, of course. So,
thank you.
How is Walter?
Walter's doing really well. He was bothering the workers at my house today when I came home, and he cried when I left. So, you know, it's been pretty eventful. I'll see him tonight.
So we're clear on this. This is Walter, your dog.
Walter,
yes.
My dog.
And what kind of dog is Walter?
He is an English Bulldog Beagle mix, and he is a cute little sucker if you haven't seen him.
I have not had the pleasure, and Walter, for any particular reason other than maybe the obvious.
Sweetness.
There you go. Sounds good. Aaron, thanks for the phone call. We have a new addition to our family. It's Peyton, so
nice.
Maybe Walter and Peyton can say hello one
together.
Of these days. I don't know. What do they call those?
Doodles?
Doodles? What kind of dog do I
Labradoodle?
Have? Labradoodle.
Oh, gosh.
Walter would have a field day with the Labradoodle. We really appreciate everybody's phone calls tonight. You guys have been outstanding. You're on the Fan Forum with Kyle Long. Just a few more phone calls to go. Is that about right? Two more we're going to go. We're going to stay in the state of Illinois in the area. We'll go to Round Lake and Cassandra. You're on with Kyle Long.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi. My question is, do you think we'll have a better record than the Packers this year? If so, how will we do it?
Well, Cassandra, I hope to think that we would have a better record than the Packers, and we will do it by winning one or multiple more games than they have won this year.
That is a veteran of a football family right there. Kids do ask, as they've the book had been written, kids say the darndest things. They ask the best questions. They get right to the point.
Yeah.
There's no messing around.
Absolutely.
Every single time they get right to the point. All right, Kyle, give us a little sneak preview of the Buffalo Bills. We touched on the defensive line, but overall, what are we dealing with here on Sunday?
Well, they're a tough football team from a tough town. You know, they have a big fan following as well, but defensively, we need to stop the pass rush. And defensively for us, we need to get after the quarterback. And I think that's what the game comes down to, whoever can limit turnovers and get takeaways.
I'll throw in, though, that they are a great running team. They were a season ago, second-most yardage rushing, just trailing Philadelphia. They got something going on Twitter between LeSean McCoy and Fred Jackson about who's got the better running attack. And the Bears felt the wrath of the Eagles' running attack last December. They've got Bryce Brown, who ran 70-plus yards, I think, a touchdown against the Bears. He's now the fourth running back on that team. So the Bills can run the football. That'll
absolutely
be one thing.
We've got a big stable.
All right. We've got to thank everybody who asked questions over the phone. And the tweets, we couldn't get to all of them, obviously. But we had a couple here tonight. We appreciate that. Still working out the wrinkles on that, Tebow? Yeah. So we'll get you going down the road. But our last question tonight, we got a duo here from Western Springs. We got two young men that have a question.
Connor and Ben.
You guys are last up. What's up, fellas?
How long you play football?
Me and Ben play football.
Ben?
Any advice of an offensive lineman?
Yeah, I'd say have fun and use your hands. Try to keep your head out of it. When you're hitting somebody, don't use your head. And your hands are going to be really useful for you.
That is an underrated aspect of the game. And I think with Joe Kim, the martial arts expert and defensive line assistant, and he's helping all sorts of positions. Have you worked with him much?
The karate chop extraordinaire. Joe Kim, of course, I've worked with him.
The karate chop extraordinaire. Throughout training camp at various times, so the D-line obviously getting a lot of work. I'm watching the kids, Will Sutton and Eagle Ferguson, after practice every single day, just sweating, working. But I'm also watching Timmy Jennings at some point during practice. I'm watching Charles Tillman, who loves that
stuff. Everybody's
doing
it.
Every Garza before every game. What's he meant to you guys in terms of marrying your feet and your hands and becoming weapons in that regard, too?
Well,
for your position.
If anything else, it's the greatest placebo effect of all time, because we're slapping each other's hands around all day. And then you go out on the field and you actually feel like you know something else. And you have another tool in your arsenal.
That's exactly right.
What Joe Kim says is, I'm not afraid of the guy with 1,000 kicks, with 10,000 kicks. I'm afraid of the guy that's practiced one kick 10,000 times. And it's stuff like that that gets under your skin, and it's in your head when you're on the field. You're confident. You're using new things.
So they're coming at you, a defensive lineman. You know, typically an end would be doing this. You talk about chopping. They're trying to chop your hands down. You want to get your hands on them first. What's the counter move to their chop on your hands through Joe Kim?
Well, I'd probably flip my hand, so if you're going to chop my hands.
Don't be showing me. I don't want to come out of here with a broken bone.
Chop my hand, so you flip your hand.
Oh, before they can even do it.
And then you get your hands up.
And you win.
And then Jeff's done.
And I'm done. I'm pancaked, that's for sure. That would be impossible, trying to get through this wall here, otherwise known as Kyle Long. All right, we lied. One more question. Going to sneak in Bob in Warrenville. Bob, good evening.
How we doing, Bob?
Doing real good. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
You've touched on this a little bit before. Buffalo's got a real tough defensive line. Is that going to limit the Bears, or how are you going to adapt to that?
I think that having an opportunity to play against such a talented line will really actually help us. We'll have to play at an elevated level, and we really like the challenge. And in this league, you're always looking for respect, and the best way to earn respect in this league is to play against really good opponents.
And you'll be charged with dictating the tempo of the game on Sunday at Soldier Field. Keep that crowd in it. They're going to be revved up, ready to roll. Great season, hope to be had here by everybody. Can't wait to see it. And good luck to you. We really appreciate you taking the time. And on a Wednesday, a day that you'll be looking at a lot of tape tonight, I'm sure, looking at the Buffalo Bills. So before we sign off tonight, I'd like to remind you to please stay on the line for a few additional seconds. We'll be giving you an opportunity to leave a message with your feedback and comments regarding tonight's event. And we thank each and every one of you for your continued loyalty and unwavering support of Chicago Bears football as season ticket holders of this great franchise. We value each and every one of you, and we truly couldn't do it without you. So we look forward to seeing all of you Sunday for the home opener, Bears and the Bills. You can, of course, listen on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM with a 9 a.m. pregame and a noon kickoff. Tom Thayer would appreciate it. Your buddy.
Yeah, my buddy Tom.
Thank you all. Thank you, Kyle Long. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Bear down.
And go Bears!